wasn't in there.
We'll let him do a preliminary call.
Are you ready? So we're back in open session at 6:05. No action was taken in executive session nor specific action on that. Item three is consideration to authorize general manager to take all necessary action as directed by the board to pursue and possibly execute a contract on behalf of the district for the following: A, construction of additional covered parking spaces for the district office, and B, paving of the entryway at the front gate at the district office. I would suggest we take these up individually. Board, have any questions of Doug on these? In regards to the covered parking, does anybody have a recommendation, a motion, a directive?
I'd make a motion that we authorize Doug to seek bids for the additional covered parking spaces of like kind and quality as exists currently and open that up to qualified bidders, and separately seek bids for...
Let's do them one separately. Let's do the parking.
Each separate?
Yeah. Just...
That's my motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Director Berkeley. Clarification, to seek bids and bring them back to the board?
Yes.
Okay. That work? All right. Everybody understand the motion? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. And in regards to the drive?
Make the same thing.
Make a motion that Doug seek bids from competitive, from qualified bidders for concrete driveway, and additionally seek that in three segments, one as proposed, one to the shop, and one completely up here.
Okay.
And available to select piecemeal.
We hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
Is that Director Monica?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a motion by Director Wilson, second Director Monica. Any further discussion, questions? Shannon?
I think we also, I may offer an amendment to that, authorize Doug to acquire engineering for that if required by the state to acquire the access permit.
Okay with you, Director Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Director Monica, amend that.
Let me make another comment. What about striping? I mean, we've always had to pay for that separately. Is that such a minor item? We just addressed it after the concrete zone.
What striping will we put
for the parking spaces if we concrete it? You're talking about Brent's motion had to do with getting up here under the parking garage.
Mm-hmm. I think that just comes under normal maintenance. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item four, discussion regarding alleged failure to timely submit accurate water production report on water use fees to the district for the calendar years 2009 through 2021 for wells owned by the Deaton Revocable Family Trust in Parker County, included but not limited to the approval of a settlement agreement between the district and the Deaton Revocable Family Trust. Doug?
Yes, sir. So this is related to really three non-exempt wells that were registered, you know, according to district rules in 2009. Actually, they only operate one of the three. It's for a small little subdivision, I guess. I don't think it's a mobile home park. That one is it?
I think it might be.
Over off Fort Worth Highway, just east of Weatherford. They refer to themselves as Oak Hill Development, but Deaton Revocable Family Trust actually owns the property. They reported on time, paid their fees on time for all these years. Through the last reporting period from July through December of 2021, during that reporting period, they replaced their meter, at which time it became evident that they had been misreporting since 2009. Basically, there was a fixed zero on their previous. It was a weird situation. Their meter was in cubic feet, And there was a fixed zero on there that wasn't getting reported. And so when they figured that out, you know, we saw what the production was after they got the new meter on and went back to Jay and Kyle, went back and looked at all their historic reports. We had meter readings on them and were able to figure out what they actually produced. During that time, from 2009 to 2021, they paid $836.12 in water use fees. They should have paid $8,290.81. So it's a balance of $7,454.69. The owner is understanding. He gets it. He's more than willing to pay all the back fees. And we've done this, I think, twice since I've been here. I think y'all did it once before I got here as well. So we put together a basically the same settlement agreement that Brian had drawn up for us for the previous two. I updated those with the names and numbers. So we can do it over a 10-year period, although in talking with the owner, they would probably like to just go on and pay it off immediately. So my recommendation is, I've got it up here on the screen, would be to authorize me to accept payment of all the water use fees, because I do honestly believe this was an oversight. You know, nobody did it maliciously. With no, and just like the last two, we didn't add any penalties, and allow me to do that through either authorizing me to execute the settlement agreement with the Deaton Revocable Family Trust, or authorize me to just accept the payment in full by the end of March of this year. And I would like the flexibility in talking with them. I think they would rather pay it off by March, but if you give me flexibility in the motion, that way when I speak with him again, if he's changed his mind since I talked to him Friday, we can go on and execute the settlement as well. He may want to pay it off in 2 years or 3 years. He doesn't want to let it linger on for 10 years.
The only problem I have this is that I go with the idea of paying it all off. I don't like the idea of 10 years. And the reason for it is the individual could sell or whatever, and I would restrict it to them.
So, and you guys do what you want. I just want to add, both of the two previous settlement agreements we've entered into were both 10 years. Both of the entities we entered into the settlement agreement with sold, and the balance was paid off to the district at closing. So both of those have been paid in full. So the thing is, Don, if they sell, it doesn't go away. If they sell and the new owner refuses to pay, then their permit is no longer, they can't pump any more water.
I just want to make sure there's some way in which it will be noted that if the property is sold, that I'm assuming we're going to get the full payment. But
again, and Brian, you may want to add something to this, but just the fact that they would have an outstanding balance should they sell, the new owner could not pump any water.
Under our rules.
I mean, there would be nothing we need to add. I think it's just part of our rules. Brian, do you have anything to add? Am I missing something?
No, I think we'd probably be pretty squared away there. And I'd have to dust off that agreement, but we can add a sentence if we need to make that clear.
Doug, is the agreement filed with the county?
Yes.
So it's going to be tied to the property. And it would come up on a deed search.
And then the title company's probably going to force it to be paid.
Yep. Right. And that's what happened with the previous two.
That take care of your concerns?
As I said, as long as we're covered.
Okay. Board's with the gentleman. Interest recommendation. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion. We follow the recommendation by the director.
General manager. Can I hear a second?
Second
by Director Watts. Pardon me. Any further discussion? Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report on administrative matters. Doug?
Sir, we still, at some point in time, once the Water Development Board's declared the explanatory report administratively complete, we'll have to hold a hearing and adopt new DFCs. See, the other thing is, last year, the board approved a new well and operating permit down in Crescent for a lumber mill. They are not completed, have not completed the mill, I do not believe, and started production. At the time, it was mentioned that they felt that they may need some more water other than what was eligible, what they're eligible for under an operating permit. So just a heads up, later this year, it'll probably be more likely early next year. We may have a application for a compliance order. Just a heads up on that, that may be coming up, but I do think later this year, or early next year, once we see what they actually produce this year and are going to be producing. That's pretty much all I have on my reports. Well registrations, I mean, they're still really busy, but they seem to have slowed down some. I think we're only ended up with, Jenny, do you know what we ended up with this month?
We are at 122, but I've got several that I'm entering right now as we're talking. I've got about 20-ish more, so probably about 140-ish this month.
140, 150. I mean, that's a slow month for the last 12, 13 months, but that's still a lot.
Three of the four counties are ahead of this time last year.
Other than that, we've been doing really well. Almost everybody's reported groundwater production. I think there's a handful. It's one manager, one gentleman company that manages several water systems that's had some internal issues and failing to report. Did we ever get Southwest Water? But most doing really well on those. There's only a handful that hadn't reported. So we're doing really good this year. That's all I've got on my report.
I have one thing to add to your report.
Yes, sir.
Newspaper article here.
Yeah, we're in the, so they've completed, and Jill probably knows more about this than I do. They've completed the rainwater project up there.
It's done now. It's collecting rainwater. We're installing district signage. If anyone has any additional questions about the system,
That's it's exciting. Hopefully, like I said, we're meeting some talks to be doing some more stuff in the future. But that one's, there was some delays on a couple things, but it is up and running and just waiting. There's a picture of it there in the newspaper. We'll, you don't see it there, but as Jill said, we'll have a big, our logo decal on the side of the tank, and then some additional signs away from the tank with educating folks and kids on how you catch rainwater and why it's beneficial, stuff like that.
Do we have any updates on the water tower that was leaking?
Have they finished?
I'm not sure if they've actually finished yet, but I know that they've...
I know they've begun work.
Yes.
Work has begun on it, and we've been in conversation with them, but I don't believe it's complete.
We come to a settlement on the leaking water?
I'm interested to planning to have a ribbon cutting of some kind when everything's completed.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, no, it's taken care of.
Okay. Anything else? Our next meeting is on March 21st, 5:00 here in our district offices. Does anybody have anything they need to add to the agenda for that meeting?
Tracy, I do want to remind everybody, I believe it's a short turnaround to our next meeting. It's only 3 weeks from today. Just a heads up. Normally it's 4, and every now and then we have a special 5-week between board meetings, but it's a 3-week turnaround. We'll be back here in 3 weeks.
So if you have anything to add to the agenda,
will we receive a report on our...
Yes, I did put that in my general manager's report. I'm actually meeting with Friesen Nichols tomorrow. I wrote up in my GM in my report, if you want to see in there, they've actually got quite a bit done, working on identifying demands, starting some mapping on existing sources, existing supplies, existing lines. So they're making a lot of headway. They're waiting on one map. We've sent them a lot of data. They're waiting on one map from us, and then they're going to send surveys out to all the water users, talking about projections and stuff. That's what they're working on.
Just give us a little update some
yep.
way.
Yep. Like I said, I will. And like I said, I'm meeting with them tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Future meetings between Friesen Nichols and you.
Yep.
Can we get them where they're ahead of our meeting?
Yes. Yeah. It was a struggle originally. Never mind. Yes. Meeting, making, getting everybody scheduled to meet has been fun.
Yes.
But we will.
Okay. Anything else? If not, our show were adjourned at 6:21. Thank you, everyone. Have a safe trip home.